Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
With God's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, I witness openly there's one creator responsible for everything in this creation that we can see and think of. And I witnessed that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings, who lived over 1,400 years ago, who was revealed scripture, a prophet, is the last prophet and servant, the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who brought scripture for living this life in the form of the Quran. You know, welcome, dear listeners, to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. We greet you all with peace and blessings be upon you. Today we want to talk about a topic that's really encouraging scripture, and even biblical scripture, the Torah, gospel, and certainly in our Quran, is given to us in Surah Asr. The concept is sabr, patience and constancy. You know, and in this chapter, Surah Asr, I'd like to recite it to open with, begin our program with. I'll recite the Arabic and translate it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. As I seek protection and Almighty God against the accursed enemy, the devil. You know, we say this declaration to prevent bad spirits, bad intent, our own selves getting in the way of what we are trying to accomplish. So we are going to begin to read the sacred scripture, so we repeat that declaration before we start, and ask just a request as well, seeking protection from God, asking God to help us be pure in our intentions and deliver this message that we want to present today. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr. That is, well, also by the token of time. Surely the human being is at loss. The people, the human beings, are at loss, except except those who believe. This belief is having faith and hope, confidence that, and work righteous deeds. Well, amalu salihat, and they work righteousness, righteous deeds. They are workers who do righteous deeds. What the West saw this huck, and they exalt one another and encourage to each of us that we want to deal with the reality. What the West all this summer, and we exalt and encourage one another to be patient and constant. Constancy and patience. This is a patience that doesn't let us just sit by and expect things to change, but we are working. We are working these righteous deeds, trusting in God, working righteous deeds, and believing in the reality we are facing, and being consistent, And we want to present several aspects of this sabr, patience, and constancy. The idea given to us in our religious language is this is a patience that also is one of consistency. You know, we have the idea of building community life. You know, there's the idea of a 50-year human family plan that CWC AM360 has been promoting with our dear sister. Now, it's going to take patience and constancy to plan 50 years of activity, and knowing that we may not even be here to realize it. It's like the person planting an olive tree. It takes 100 years for that tree to mature and be ready for to benefit the human family. But the farmer plants it, his children cultivates it, and et cetera, et cetera. And it keeps on, they keep on planting and keep on growing, keep on producing. So this is futuristic planning and looking to the future. So we have our guest with us. I'm relatively sure Professor Rabbani Rahab Muhammad and Alan Michael Haimin, engineering and commentary, making commentary on our topic, making a valuable contribution. So we'd like to bring the professor in, and Professor Rabbani, please come in and share some things you have for us on this topic, inshallah.
Alaykum.
God's
name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. We witness that there is no God worthy of worship besides thee. We witness that Muhammad, the prophet to whom the Quran was revealed, his messenger, our prophet, field of the prophets. Thank Allah for our leadership, Imam W.D. Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Sister Clara Muhammad, Professor Farah Muhammad, for their contributions, and may Allah forgive them all of their sins and grant us all highest level paradise.
This topic
that we're addressing, I'd like to start out with a verse in the chapter 2 of the Quran. That verse 155 and 157 says that we'll test you with a certain amount of fear, hunger and loss of wealth, life and fruits of your toil. Give good news to the steadfast, those who when disaster strikes them say, we belong to Allah, to him we will return. Those are the people who have blessings and mercy from their Lord, are the ones who are guided by the Qadr al-Azim, and Allah speaks deep. You know, every single person in the world is facing some kind of trial or test. Maybe some facing trials in education, others in jobs, others in business, and still more facing the family, friends, et cetera. Allah says, O you who believe, seek help with patient perseverance, prayer. God is with those who patiently persevere. So Allah is constantly speaking about patience, there's a connection between patience, success. And for those who exercise patience, Allah will help show them out the difficulty. For those who fear Allah, ever prepares a way out. These are ways that we are not even aware of, yet and still speaks the truth, and when Allah speaks the truth and his promises are true, can rely on that. In fact, he does that to test his best among you. Allah in various places of the Quran is patience and perseverance to success. And in chapter 2, verse 45, it says, seek Allah's help with patience, perseverance, and prayer. Here we have patience, perseverance, and prayer. It's indeed hard except for those who are humble. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. These are the great inspirations for those of us who believe, determined to be successful in everything we do. We will be successful because Allah has promised that by the believer's application and steadfastness in whatever endeavors we do, know that Allah is going to be able to have us successful in what we do. So patience, perseverance, success are the ingredients to the test life that will come after at us. So those are the things I wanted to speak on just quickly.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that, Professor. And I know we're going to circle back to you and certainly I know you have more on this topic to contribute to us, with us. So, Michael, welcome and peace and blessings be upon you and our audience. All welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. You know, we are coming right in on the topic the Imam Kareem was dealing with our Imam talking about Islam in the society and how Islam helps the society. You know, and Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, our program is really in a good situation coming right behind me, ma'am. Kareem, so much content is already being presented from Imam Muhammad, because that was his mission and really his language, preparing to make it in the land of plenty. He did an address on this particular topic that we named our program after. So, Michael, share with us some thinking you may have on this topic.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam.
We invite the audience to press 1, the callers to press 1, so that they can join in the conversation. Yes, it's a topic that I pray Almighty God make me more aware of. There was a time when I used to pray to the Creator for patience until I found so many circumstances coming at me to test me in that regard. And then much later I found out that, you know, whether I ask for help with patience or not, that's the design of the creation that God has placed us in. You know, the life is going to test us. And oftentimes, you know, we don't recognize we have the same human content as everybody else. They may have circumstances that help them to bring forward those qualities that God has placed within us as human beings. I heard a saying by the singer, and I call him a philosopher, Bobby Womack. You know, now he said, don't hate the man. I'm going to say, don't hate the man or woman that has the better hand. That can also be translated as, you know, don't envy. Don't be envious of those that have may have been given better circumstances. Some of them use those better circumstances and those gifts in a selfish manner, but there are many examples of those who identify a sacred obligation to help others with the qualities that Allah has favored them. This is Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, as the prophet and messenger. Allah Most High identifies Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, as an excellent example of human character, of intellect and moral rectitude. So praise be to Allah. He represents for us how to be the best human being that we can be. And finally, that process, rather than looking at what others have, the process should be future directed in terms of our own establishment, that we take today to improve upon ourselves. And if Allah blesses us with the tomorrow, to identify that future life of tomorrow, make comparisons in terms of working to be better, to work with others in that same spirit of doing better going into the future. And I'll stop there.
Yes, appreciate it. Appreciate it, Michael. You know, while you were talking, I was thinking on the human purpose, you know, that Allah has created us, and we all have a purpose in life. We have a purpose in life. You know, I've identified my purpose in a sense of doing what I'm doing here now. We're talking about the human family being successful in life. And, you know, and we are looking at a plan for how that can take place. You know, Imam Muhammad gave us some focal points for developing this sacred unity and a philosophy for life with a sacred unity we've been talking about for some time now. And he shared with us an outline, education, business, culture, and governance as a focal point for developing the life. So we want to have a conversation about the created purpose. What is the created purpose? What is your created purpose? You our listeners out there, and have you looked into your heart? And I'll use the cliche heart of hearts to deep down into your heart, basically to determine what is your motivation, what are the things you are attracted to most sincerely, and feel is your created purpose. God has given you that mission. So we're going to take a break right now, and then we'll get right to our caller. And caller, be patient with us. We don't want to rush you off, but we're going to take a pause for the calls. And don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. You're listening to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty on the number one Islamic station in the nation, American Muslim 360.
Assalamu alaikum, and this is Latifa A. Hamid. Join me every second and fourth Sunday from 3 to 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time right here on AM 360 for Relationship Talk as we explore tips and discussion on how to have a healthy, happy relationship. See you there. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. That is the peace that only Almighty God can give be upon you, and that peace obligates us to keep the peace and promote the peace. I'm your host, Michael Hameen, of Not Just Talk on AM360.org. Join us Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We look forward to you being with us, joining our guests from inside the Islamic community as well as outside, those men and women who are community builders. And also, periodically on Thursday evenings, we have open mic where you become our guest. So join us for more of Not Just Talk, conversations related to community building. Again, Assalamu alaikum.
And we're back.
All right. Nice little beat you had there, Michael. Very interesting. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Naila Abdullah calling.
Yes, Sister Martha, if I knew that was you, I'd have got you in here right away.
Praise be to Almighty God. That's quite all right.
I know you're a busy lady, so I definitely don't want to keep you tied down too long. Go ahead.
Share with us your thing. All right. Thank you. But patience is a virtue for all of us. So thank you so very much.
Yeah.
Greetings of peace to everyone, to you, Imam DeLacy, to you, Michael, and to Rabbani Muhammad, and to all of our listeners now and later. As you were speaking, and as we come out for, and I apologize to those who did not hear the presentation of Imam Warsdeen Mohammed, Rahimahullah Alayh, mercy of Almighty God be upon him, I'm going to reference relationships and how, as you were speaking to Imam, about relationships and how we relate to one another, but relating first to ourselves and understanding, getting to know ourselves, and sometimes situations causes that to happen, not planned, but it happens either way. And sometimes we can upset the peace in a person's world, and which it comes back to us sometimes, but unintentionally. I mean, that just occurred to me just yesterday, unintentionally causing disruption in a person's peace. And it was like confusion. And I'm going, wow, I caused that. So what do I do? You know, I caused it unintentionally, but after it was brought to my attention, I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, I'm walking myself back through it. You address it, but sincerely apologize, and then don't overdwell on it. I guess is the question I'm going to ask now. Once you've done something unintentionally, you cause some confusion, and then you address it and you apologize, and sincerely apologizing, do you go back over it, have the conversation again? How do you handle that? And again, I'm speaking about relationships.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to address that because that's something I've given a lot of thought to and looked at. And, you know, in Islam, you did it. You said the right thing. Allah expects us, according to the Sunnah of our Prophet, that Allah will forgive you, but also the person that you injured has the right to be addressed and ask for their forgiveness. So once you do that, then you ask for their forgiveness, you give them your sincere apology, and you don't have to go back over the whole situation. No, you don't. You just recognize what you did wrong, acknowledge them you did wrong, and that you would like them to forgive you. And then you make dua to Allah to forgive you as well. Now, I wanted to say something because there's a tendency for us to use text messages a lot of times. And, you know, I was listening to a program. There was an educator who was talking about how empathy, sympathy works in the brain. And she pointed to, she said that 1 inch over your right ear, there's a center in the brain that processes empathy and sympathy. And they did tests with electronic media, et cetera. And when a person was apologizing over the phone, it said that particular way of apologizing, there's no mental activity in that area. But they say when a person was face-to-face or had a personal, very sincere apology, that there's a lot of activity in that area of the brain. So I would definitely suggest that you could even write a letter, something very permanent. Or if you're not able to meet the person face to face and tell them, express that to them, that's the best way, you know. And I was talking with her, and I'm doing a lot of caring here, but I was talking with a friend of mine. He's an educator, and he was attending a seminar, and in the seminar they were talking about how different people process information. Ethnically, different groups have a way of communicating differently. And he mentioned Caucasians, Asians, and African Americans. And he said Caucasians respond to things. This study, you know, and I watched on, and I'm going a little far here, but I'm going to try to hurry this up. I watched on what that road show, the road show, how these Caucasian people, European people have so many things. Oh, my goodness. Antiques here, there, valuable things. And, you know, he said Asians respond to social gatherings. So if that's an Asian, then invite them to dinner or something, and a group dinner. And they love getting together. And you see it in our masjids as well. And they say African Americans respond to personal. So we are personal people. And I, you know, it started because I asked him a question. I said, you know, sometimes you call people, they don't return your call. I said, you know, I said, I'd be wondering what's going on. He said, well, he shared that with me, that he had went to a seminar where they stayed. So I you know, I hope that can be helpful in addressing it. But certainly once you apologize in a really efficient way, I think that should be adequate. And then you just make dua. And then you move on, because you know, another thing, I remember our poet, Bilal, said, don't let anyone belittle your human worth, your self-worth. You know, he did, I think we were talking on your program that night. He came in last Friday and mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very profound. And I actually called him. I said, well, explain to me what you meant by that. And he meant just what he said, that your own self-worth is as long as you are knowing your intentions are good and you are trying to do your best, don't let anyone belittle that. Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so very much, Imam. Assalamu alaikum.
You're welcome. Look, don't ask no questions. You make me get down on the... I apologize for that, but you know, I just wanted to be a little thorough for you. Yeah.
The switchboard is backed up. You got a bunch of folks attention.
Inshallah. Let's bring our callers in, Mike, please. Call us, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, assalamu alaikum. This is Amin.
What?
Secretary Muhammad STEMSchool.com.
Welcome, Amin. Assalamu alaikum.
This is Sister Claire Muhammad, stipschool.com. I got to keep promoting this. This is alhamdulillah. I heard this week Ibn Muhammad used the word gradualism. And if I could implore the listeners to look up a phrase, it's called slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Slow is smooth. And smooth is fast. That's a Navy SEAL motto. It means when you start out slow, you are very careful not to make mistakes. You start off slow, intentionally start off slow. And then, you know, you reach a smooth degree. Start off
rhythm, smooth rhythm. Yeah.
And then slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Once you get to doing something and it's smooth, then it's fast. You know, looking at the progress of, you know, of Al-Islam, you know, in 1400 years, it's approximately 6 billion people on earth, but 2 billion are Muslims.
Wow. You know,
only at the 1400 years. So the Prophet Muhammad started off slow. And, you know, it was smooth. And that smooth, all of a sudden, it mushroomed. It's fast, you know.
Yeah.
Muhammad talked about gradualism and getting started with things. And don't be afraid to start off slow. You're not going to, you know, you're going to be careful not to make mistakes. Just get started. Just start doing stuff. And then... once you are on a smooth plane, then you automatically move real smart, real fast.
Yeah.
So you know, if you could Google that phrase, it's a Navy SEAL phrase, slow is smooth, the smooth is fast, and apply it to our own selves and some of the things that we're doing, some of the things that we want to get, you know, going, because we has a religion, and it's a matter of time. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of time. We have a religion. We are on a great play. Allah has blessed us. I mean, truly.
Yeah,
truly
we are on a great path. Straight path. Thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, appreciate it. And
yes,
I'm gonna be reminded of that in my own situation, because that's a good reminder for me, because I push things, you know.
Alhamdulillah.
But I appreciate that very much. And it's self-explanatory, really. We don't have to Google that, I don't think. If we do, maybe someone needs to, but go ahead and Google it if you need to. But, you know, it's quite obvious that if you start smooth and you're working on something, as you get experience, you begin to speed up. You can do it. Repetition makes you speed up. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes, sir. Let's get our next call in, Michael, while we got him, and then we'll have some more comments, inshallah. We clear the board. Caller, state your name, where you calling from.
Unmute your phone. Yes, unmute your phone call.
Thank you for reminding me. I often have it on mute as a courtesy to those who are speaking. Then I forget to unmute it. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Dear Brother DeLacy and your guest, Brother Rabbani Muhammad, and your contributor, Sister Martha Naila, and Engineer Michael. It's very thought-provoking. Saturdays are a time that it seems my mind and my thinking and interest really goes to reflecting a lot. So I was inclined this morning to listen to your program, because as so is the form this morning, you lead out with some very deep concepts, and it's like planting a seed. And really, I experienced that seed will begin to germinate the minute that it gets makes contact substances that promote germination. I don't want to omit Brother Amin, because it's really, I couldn't resist going to Google just to get more depth if it was available.
Yeah.
And it's a interesting thing, but I'm finding different meanings can be given to it. It originated in, like you said, Navy SEALs to encourage a certain response and how we handle information. But it also encourages and begins with the thought processes and just the way the human brain works, right? And being a coach and a counselor, you know, I do a lot of interaction and listening and analyzing as people doing assessments in my field of work, and that's transformational psychology and accelerated mental health healing. So struck me, Brother DeLacy, when you mentioned about the internet and communicating. I do not like to communicate by text. I prefer the open dialogue. And it's because, number one, if you watch a young person text, their fingers are just flying over the letters. But when you get the text, there's so many misspellings. There's no grammatical content to it, no periods, no commas. It's just boom, thought. And if I don't get an understanding, I make verbal connection with them and ask them, "What did you mean?" And they're surprised, because they say, "I meant what I text." Right? So they may have abbreviated to the tune of, a paragraph, they've reduced it down to 4 or 5 words,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So we are losing language evolution-wise. We are at risk at losing so much meaning.
Yes.
I experience it so much,
Sister Newhouse, and I agree thoroughly with you. I experience it, and especially with me with my sight limitation. I can't text and stuff like that efficiently. But I communicate, I'm much better off. You know.
Well, the blessing for you is because I had an aunt who went blind at the age of 40, and she had under training Lighthouse for the Blind. She evolved a brand new life and capacities. So there are some of your senses that are compensating for the loss of vision.
That's true.
And it enhances your fountain of understanding and wisdom. So sometimes I prefer to interact with people who have limitations and challenges, because Allah will push that out into expand a different area of their sense connections, their sensitivity, to keep them enriched. So my concern, and then I'm going to stop, my caution and concern is that time Allah has evolved us. Right? Mm-hmm. He created the pen. He said he created the pen as a means of educating the human brain. There, every time you write a word, it's like you're writing in your brain. It's inscribing it. So it activates that 1-inch portion you were talking about. It activates it in retention and observation. So I used to be a penmanship teacher in elementary school. Now they have eliminated penmanship or cursive writing. And it is the script of writing, the movement of the hand, the holding of the pencil or the pen, and the simultaneous inscriptions that occur in the brain that many of our children will never experience.
That's right.
So we, you know, I just want to emphasize that, you know, slow is smooth, yes, because it gives you time to think and reflect as you move out on something, right?
Yes.
And then smooth is, what did he say?
Fast. Move is fast.
Yes, because it shrinks down the time it takes for all of those processes to occur. Sometimes we say, well, you got a fast mind. Oh, you're a fast thinker, right? But the mind responds to language through the act of processing. It begins. Mm. That's how a baby comes from no language, just responding to your smile, to mimicking everything that you say, every sound that you make, because his little brain is where his or her little brain are working. I'm going to stop right there.
Thank you so much for sharing. Valuable.
Side message to Brother Amin, if he would give me a call, I have some information, I think, that he would appreciate.
Inshallah. Thanks. So, Michael, do we have another caller? Brother Michael,
do
we have another caller?
Yes, we do.
Okay, let's bring our caller in. Thanks. Paula, state your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. There's something I'd like to share. Alhamdulillah. How can we be a mercy? How can we be a mercy for humanity when we're living in poverty? We have to conform to what is intelligent, common sense is a very good friend. Our wealth we give to those who live a life of corruption and sin. We must have a consistent logic. Consumerism is not a benefit. We have inherited logic that reveals itself to the intellect. What Allah gave us is best. Poverty keeps us upset. We must figure out how life is put together, and we are serious about living better. Other people are benefiting from certain appetites, certain desires, and certain aspirations that we have. We must have the financial literacy and general wealth conversation. The Quran reveals man's nature, composition, and function for a productive future. We are so narrowly focused, seeing nothing. That's why we are in. That's why we end up little or small or something. We must have a bigger interest. Poverty is indeed a serious test. We should be influenced and motivated to want to change bad condition on planet Earth, totally trusting Allah and keeping Him first. Knowledge and understanding, we must thirst. Our economic needs need a rebirth.
Thank you. Thank you, Bilal. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We want to ask everyone that is here online to press 1 to go out of the queue. Thank you.
Okay, all of the ones who have already spoken, please press 1, go out of the queue, and if you want to come back in, we'll know you have something else to add. Press 1 in return. So, Michael, we have any other people in the queue?
Not at this time, no, sir.
Yeah. So, you know, I wanted us to circle back to this interest of patience and constancy. Patience and constancy. I didn't want to lose on that particular. You know, gradualism is certainly a concept that Brother Amin brought to our attention with the wonderful analogy. But, you know, this also, you know, we were talking about Allah's Qadr, how Allah is in control of these events. He mentioned that in what has happened with 2 billion Muslims now over a period of 1,400 years on this planet, and how that those numbers have went from the Prophet, peace and blessings, message, and Allah's will to establish this life of Al-Islam on this planet. And now we are looking at 2 billion plus, and I like to say plus because if they're saying 2 billion, it's probably 3. Go ahead, Professor, share some concerns on that, if you would, with us, please.
Yes, that's just listening and just thinking about fun things about their particular situations and how to know that. And we are most of all trying to do and benefit everybody as soon and as quickly as we can to see a result. We have in our mind, a time's mind. I call it our time's mind. We have a ticking clock. We try to compete with in terms of getting things done. And a lot of times when we become lethargic, which means that you don't feel like that nothing is being done, getting still to our moving. Like, for instance, in space, it was always a fascination that the speed of satellites that go around the Earth traveling 17,000 miles an hour. You're in space, you're moving, you don't feel any sensation of movement in a vacuum. So it becomes, your senses become relative, because you're not connected to anything, you don't know where and how fast you're moving.
Mm.
So I always think that poverty is when you are thinking that you're not moving, but you are getting things done, and you feel that that might not be quick enough. It's just like the Navy SEAL statement. For instance, you can relate that mostly anything we're doing, Muslims.
Yes.
We're striving to do the best. And remember, Allah is in charge of having things done and being done at the proper time.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is make an effort. The effort, a sincere intention, sincere effort to get things done and completed. And you know your job is never done. When you complete a job, and start another one. See?
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be patient in order for it to be. And we are always striving for perfection as Muslims, excellence. And so these, you know, sometimes we have to redo it, do something, requires, in my mind, especially in my mind, I might have to do 2, 3, 4, 5 edits before I can mm-hmm. submit it or get it. These are the things that the patience, especially when you're trying to and develop for people or our community. When people are patient, you can't let that drive you from not working, you see?
Yeah.
These are the things that the Navy SEALs are talking about when you talk about going, taking your time step by step, that is fast, you know. And then smooth, you're making progress. Because
yeah.
you were always, you don't have to worry about mistakes. That's one of the things what happens to you when you are learning how to skate.
Yeah.
You all over the place trying to get your balance.
Yeah.
Boy, when you get your balance, it's smooth then, and then you move it.
Yeah.
So
these are
some practical things.
You increase the speed as you go, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Especially when you're going downhill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, yes. So let's take a break, Michael, and then we'll circle back to you if you have something, or we'll check our caller. You're listening to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. We are talking about patience, sabr, and constancy. In Arabic, that word sabr means patience and constancy, that you keep moving. You have a setback. You don't stop. You get up. You keep moving. And you be patiently moving forward. Interesting conversations being shared this morning. I'm preparing to make it in the land of plenty on number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Don't test that dial. We'll be back in a while.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study al-Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org for a complete schedule of our speakers. Email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Cereal Conference and AM360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website, is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
And we're back.
All right. I'm doing love. Thank you, Michael. So we're back to you, Michael. Please, if you have something you'd like to contribute to this topic, please do so. Let us know about our call.
We have callers, so if we have time, I'll make a comment. 706,
thank you.
State your name and
yes,
where you're
calling
from.
Well, yes, sir.
Assalamualaikum. Well, Prophet Muhammad, by the way of Columbus, Georgia. Just going through some concepts right quick. We know Allah tells us, you know, to run like in a race. So that tells us the things that we can ponder about. So, well, when do we reach that point where we are allowed to even be racing? What do we have to do to get in the race? What do we have to get out of the pace of walking to where we run towards, like Allah said, to all that is good?
Yeah.
And we know that the thing that is all that is good right now in the life of the human family on this earth is al-Islam. But no one's going to coerce them or force them to do so. Then we have to be tolerant and patient with ourselves as we deal with these deviations that keep us from running unsafely. Now, we know also in Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will reach a level in your submission from the heart. You know, when something tells you to come into it with your whole heart, that's talking about some fast moving, especially for those of us who come out of an education process where we learned that light travels 186,000 miles per second, the human mind can think 24 billion miles per second, and then Allah back it up by giving us Imam Muhammad to teach us patience and tolerance by establishing ourselves in the orbit of al-Islam, of the car. Then Allah said another thing. I'm not putting no restriction on you because I gave you two things because I'm putting you in charge. I'm already in charge. Everybody know I'm in charge. I'm the creator. But I have a reason why I'm putting you in charge and making you the best of creation, and I'm giving you two things to help you to do that when you submit to it. You'll be able to go as fast as you want to toward my refuge and leading the world to its proper light will catch your attention. And when they see that you're moving without stumbling, without a fear or caution, because you must have some freedom to run like that to all that is good. And a lot of people will jump in. You know how they tease us sometimes about how we take off running before we find out what's going on. Deal with them, what's going on. So, but when you're free, you can run as fast as you want to toward Allah, to hear and obey what he has to say, and then turn around and put it in deeds and actions, or make a model of it, so others can see these ayats, these signs of Allah. That if we stay on this path here where the light is bright and clear, you can run from the, as we learned earlier, you can run from the devil, and he can't catch up with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Muhammad. Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing.
Lovely. So we've got callers.
To wrap up these callers, Muhammad. We got several here online. We want to get them in before the program's over. How much time we got left, Mike?
1 minute. We've got grace time, though.
Okay. So call us, state your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. Miss Bilal from New Orleans, Louisiana. Alhamdulillah. I'd like to thank Brother Rabbani for the words that he said, because it's something I was going through, and he really helped me out in that. So praise be to Allah. It's something I wrote I'd like to share. It is the creation of the individual that requisitions the life of society. Once a group begins to grow, the plan is bigger. We have to fill the capacity. It becomes the people's responsibility. No one human being, no one leader can do it. Interfaith is indeed a benefit. It's a group project. Guidance from our best. That's just how we progress. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you. Short and sweet. Thank you, Bilal. Let's get our next caller, Michael, so we try to get him in.
That's it, Imam.
Okay, go ahead, Michael. Share some with thoughts with us, please.
The idea that you introduced with the chapter Wal Asr, we lose
And those who are not aware of the invitation of Almighty God, or who reject the invitation of Almighty God to serve a will and plan for creation and for the human family, that surah lets us know that those who practicing good deeds, good works, and they're faithful, they believe, and they practice patience and constancy, and they are purposeful, they are aware that they have a purpose, and that is an eye opener for all of us. And I'll stop there.
All right. Thank you so much. And Professor Rabbani, some final comments from you. Please share with us some final thoughts.
I just wanted to mention a hadith I read here this morning. It was narrated by Anas bin Malik. He said, I heard Allah's apostle say, Allah said, I deprive my slaves of his two beloved things, his eyes, he remains patient. I will let him enter paradise in compensation for them. This is Saeed Bukhari, book 70. So I thought I'd leave that because we were mentioning the five senses. So
yes, sir. Thank you. That's very personal. Yeah. I appreciate that.
All right. Yes.
Yeah, so we definitely want to benefit and be into paradise. That's the objective of all of this. All of this we go through here on this earth, we know that there's another existence that's more important. The future life, the future of our lives is more important, and that carries much significance that we are preparing for the future, because we are here only a short time, and there's an eternal future. And you know, whatever the human mind can process and vision is possible. Allah has made that possible for us. So that the possibility that we can envision paradise, hellfire, etc., makes it real for the human brain. I don't think in the animal world there are any other creatures that have that capability and perception to perceive the 50-year human family plan, for instance. So look, we appreciate everyone for tuning in, and it's a big, big topic. We'll circle back next week and have some more discussion on it. And stay tuned for Sister Dupreece Adib. Tune back in at 5. Sister Dupreece Adib will be giving her El Islam Learning Lab presentation. And, you know, AM360 is the number one Islamic station in the nation. You're going to get some very interesting conversation topics, and inshallah, we'll be better off for it, better prepared to make it in the land of plenty. Peace and blessings, everyone, and thanks for tuning in.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.